I fill up sample PA, this urgent care, today's date is 12/15/2025. Your patient is for Miss Veronica Pagel. Pagel spells P-A-G-E-L. Veronica spells V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A. Date of birth is 09/27/1970. This is a 55-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Miss Veronica was recently diagnosed with Bell's palsy. She has left-sided facial droop and was treated, she said, with... steroids and antivirals. She said she's not getting better. She denies headaches. She denies involvement of her upper extremities or lower extremities. She denies any weakness in her lower extremities or upper extremities, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgery, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patients said she would like to have refills of her chronic medication, namely Cymbalta, Celebrex, and Tramadol, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented in no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure is 151/86, pulse 116, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph. Face, left-sided facial droop. Forehead is involved. Eyes are pearl, EOM, full range of motion with no restrictions. Next paragraph, next line, subtle. Person neck is supple. No palpable or tender nodes, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, extremities. Full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. Bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph, neural alert oriented times 3. A facial deficit as outlined above. Which involves facial nerves. When asked to show her teeth, she can only move the right side of her face. Next paragraph. This appears to be, or nerves in this situation appears to be the 7th peroneal nerve that are affected, / the facial nerves. It appears to be, lesion appears to be peripheral and not central, as our forehead is involved, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is neuropathy. Number 2, Bell's palsy. Number 3, chronic pain. Number 4, inflammatory arthritis. Number 5, medication refills, period. Next paragraph. Today I did a radiology consult to do a CT scan of patient's brain. This is just to make sure that there is no other involvement, no other brain systems are involved, period. As she's complaining of no improvements. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following prescriptions today. Gabapentin, 200 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 30 days. Number 60, next medication, Cymbalta, 60 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 9 days. Number 180, next medication, Celebrex, 200 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 9 days. Number 180, next medication, Tramadol, 50 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 30 days. Number 60, 60, no refills. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.